pins, they were as high that night as never seen before. The foam beat with a fury on the wild Northumberland shore. Young darling lay awake that night and through her window pane saw the lost and shipwrecked within a mile of land. Father, father, arise from your rest, for we must save these shipwrecked souls going down to their deaths. The boat, it must be ready, waiting on the strand, to carry the last survivors into sweet Northumberland. Daughter, daughter, go you back to sleep. The winds are much too high, my child, the waves are much too steep. And well you know 'tis folly to venture out in such a storm. And yet young Grace, she begged him go, and still he answered no. But Grace was full determined as she pointed to the sea, saying, Father, look into the deep, tell me what you can see. For if we founder in these waves, we'll not have drowned in vain. But if it's back to sleep this night, we'll never sleep again. Father, father, arise from your rest, for we must save these shipwrecked souls going down to their deaths. The boat, it must be ready, waiting on the strand, to carry the last survivors into sweet Northumberland. So John Darling roused himself and he came by Grace's side, and they looked into the darkening and desperate swelling tide. Bad luck, John Darling cried, they're struck on Gallon's Rock, the worst in these barren islands that many a fair ship took. With a mighty maelstrom blown about this tiny lighthouse craft, and the winds marred any progress in the Darling's dangerous task. When they came to Gallon's Rock, of the gallant men they'd seen, there were only 9 survivors, half alive and half dying. Father, father, arise from your rest, for we must save these shipwrecked souls going down to their deaths. The boat, it must be ready, waiting on the strand, to carry the last survivors into sweet Northumberland. For 4 long hours they labored hard against the tempest blast, with all eyes on the lighthouse for to bring them safe at last. The winds afford no shelter, no refuge from the rain. They bailed the boat with each spare hand, and the waves lashed in again. At length their strength all sapped from them, then none left to stand. Young Grace called on courageously, bail on or else be damned. They rose up high upon a wave, and in its monstrous hand capsized the crew and dashed them down all on the lighthouse strand. Father, arise from your rest, for we must save these shipwrecked souls going down to their deaths. The boat, it must be ready, waiting on the strand, to carry the last survivors to sweet Northumberland. Barely had 3 summers passed when sweet Grace Darling died, the patron saint of shipwrecked men and old John Darling's pride. They say a fever took her, boys, swamped her like the tide. It wasn't for want of courage that sweet Grace Darling died. Father, father, arise from your rest. Oh, father, tonight I had a dream concerning the angel of death. The boat, it must be ready, waiting on a strand, to carry sweet Grace Darling into Northumberland.